Our next report comes from Two Harbors, and Ruka is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of November 16, 2019. Hello, my name is Ruka, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Icy conditions on Sunday the 17th ahead the snow plows out salting the icy roads. The plow also knocked over Miss TG's mailbox. On Wednesday the 21st, Miss Jackson spotted a mosquito-like insect on the nature trail as we were journaling. It's actually a crane fly. A few flies are also buzzing around our gym. On Tuesday the 19th, Isaac saw a dead deer on the side of the road that probably got ran over. On Wednesday the 20th, when Miss Jackson's class was doing phenology, Ethan saw a snowshoe hare and was chasing it. Wednesday the 20th at phenology, Ethan saw something little running under the dry leaves, which he thought was a mouse. On Thursday the 14th, Miss Jackson spotted a vole racing past our classroom window outside. On Tuesday the 19th, Michael was sitting in the school forest and he saw a mouse den. It was a moss-covered dome with tracks going into it. Miss TG and her husband saw two interesting birds on Saturday the 16th that seemed like migrants. They watched a beautiful gray male northern harrier, a kind of hawk. It glided low around their hay field looking for mice. Later that afternoon, a red-tailed hawk flew along the road, showing its brick-red tail in the sun. Ellen noticed the first chickadee call while on her way down her driveway to the bus on Monday the 18th. On the 19th, Jeremiah saw two intact birds' nests on the ground still on the same limb that it was on the tree. On the 19th of November, Ezra in Miss TG's class saw a garter snake, which was very rare because snakes generally don't come out this time of year. Sadly, Ezra couldn't chase it to show the rest of the class because they were having a read-to-self time outside, and if he had caught it, it would not have been good for it. Did you know that garter snakes are distantly related to water snakes? It's true. This concludes the phenology report. Have a super great week and be observant.
Nice, Ruka. Thank you very much. Great observations there. Was it a mosquito? No, it was a crane fly. And snowshoe hares over there, voles, a northern harrier, and a red-tailed hawk. Both of those are dragging the back end. They're sort of the last of their species probably in this area. And a note about seeing bird nests. This is definitely the time of year to look for the bird nests that escaped you all summer. And on the 19th of November, a garter snake. That is the latest. I can honestly say that's the latest I think I've ever had a report of a garter snake active in this area.